This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, welcome to Montana Talks. This is John Jackson sitting in for Aaron Flint this morning. We were talking a minute ago about these people out here whining about everything. We're going to get to a real good whine from one of our biggest enemies here in a second, and that is James Comey. But I'm right here. I have a couple of messages from you listeners out there. First, we have David out of Boulder. He says, speaking of property taxes, I only have a primary residence. My property evaluation went up 27% again. Not sure what amount taxes will go up. Yeah? Yeah, I'll repeat that again for you guys that didn't hear the previous hour. I just got my evaluation on my cabin, which is my secondary residence. And the property taxes, they're estimating to go up, because they show you right on there the amount that it's estimated to go up, almost 50%. Almost 50%. You know, it's great to have a Republican legislature and a Republican governor, right? I mean, woohoo! Yeah! We are rocking and rolling now, aren't we, guys? Thanks a lot, folks. Our next message here, we have Cameron in Billings. John, we were talking about national parks yesterday. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Aren't the parks a big tourism revenue item for the state? I understand not wanting to be overrun with tourists, but if it's such a big income part of the state, shouldn't we want as many guests as possible? Yeah, you would think that. Thanks, Cameron. And you would think that. And I haven't seen the numbers about how much of that, like, we have our hotels, our restaurants that are all around those areas around the park, you know, because the park itself is in Wyoming. But our areas all around the park where, you know, our hotels, restaurants, and all that, I have no idea how much income we get from all those people. I would imagine it's quite a bit. So I would probably tell you that those people in where, Gardner and Red Lodge and West Yellowstone and Cook City, all those places, I'm sure they are going to say absolutely as many tourists as we can have in there, because those people probably live off of the tourist season, that time, whatever it is, from May till September or October. That's probably how they make their whole year, right in that time. So sure, I'm sure those people want as many people here as they can. But as all of us that live in Montana know, you know, that time of the year, most of us don't even go into Yellowstone Park or anywhere around there during that time. And if we do, we're going in there to hike or do something. We're not going to be touring or trying to stay any place in there, because it's just so jam-packed with people. And if you ever, my favorite thing is to get the out-of-town tourists that are blocking up the entire road to look at a buffalo or to look at a prairie dog or something. That's one of my favorite. You know, like, go around, get off the road, go around. What is the matter with you? And they just stand there like, because these people have never seen any of these creatures before. They it's like they're in Jurassic Park for the first time. Here is the break. We will be right back. We've got Nathan on the line as well as Grammy Pam.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With a mix of clouds and sunshine and some scattered showers and storms looking to develop around the area this afternoon. High temperature readings will range from around 80 degrees in Bozeman to the mid-80s in the Billings area. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly before midnight. Then temperatures will drop back off into the lower 50s in Bozeman to the low 60s in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm Paul Trombley.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Here's why nobody is buying the argument that the expected buyer of Paramount and CBS, Skydance, just got rid of Stephen Colbert and the most popular late night show for 9 years to save money. Now, maybe there's something to the argument about saving money. Maybe Jimmy Kimmel's next. Maybe Jimmy Fallon is after that. But here's why I know it's very much related to what Colbert did in calling the settlement of President Trump's lawsuit for $16 million a big, fat bribe. Did it occur to Skydance to go to Colbert and say, hey, buddy, You're making $10 to $20 million a year. Why don't you give up some of that salary and we could reduce the cost of the show? But no, they don't have any interest in the content. They have tarnished the image of CBS. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jelly heads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in. This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls. The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Montana Talks. Will you get the mic? Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Hey, welcome back. This is John Jackson. I have to make a quick comment. Did y'all listen to that Fox News Radio bit there at the top of the hour? I mean, I cannot tell you how bad those people suck. Did you hear Howie Kurtz, Mr. I'm the veteran 30-year journalist, man, completely unbiased and professional, here sitting there taking up for bashing CBS for canceling the Stephen Colbert show that was losing $40 to $50 million a year. Well, here he is taking up for it and not mentioning a bit about how much money it was losing the network. It's all just about politics, and they should be ashamed of themselves. These people are just awful. Don't listen to a thing they say. But we have the busy phone lines going right now. We have Nate on line one. That is my boy Nate from New York. What you got there, brother?
Good morning, brother. How are you?
Good.
Well, sort of a good segue because I don't know how to say this, but I was approached by the board of the radio station, and we've been discussing this, and your slot has been losing like $40 million. We're going to have to let you know we're going to have to cancel your slots in Montana Talks, bro. Sorry.
Does this mean do I get to do my jab dance now? Do I get to, like, dance around with the COVID jab and go since I'm getting fired, do I get to do that and all that?
Yeah. To be honest, that's kind of the reason for this call. You shouldn't have done that.
Oh, did you happen to hear the Fox News bit there with Howie Kurtz?
Oh, I heard Howie. I heard his little marble mouth there. He's like, "Howie Kurtz, Mr. Media Matters. Let me talk." It was weird though, because even that was doublespeak, because he started off bashing the decision, and then he comes back at the end of it and he kind of counter argues himself and says, "Well, if they had just tried to save some money," like he was talking out of both sides of his mouth as usual.
He's got that show on the weekend, the mornings on the weekends. I'm not sure which day, Saturday, Sunday. It's a Sunday, and yeah, he's kind. I have it on because I just happen, that's the morning that you're kind of around the house, and you have it on in the background, listening passively, and just like at least three times, you look up and you're like, "Oh, this guy's so bad."
No question. You know, it's funny you mentioned that, Fox. And we always have it on in the background. We watch the shows. Has anyone ever mentioned, or am I the only one who's noticed, that every show's format on that network is the McLaughlin Group? They ripped off McLaughlin. Every show, the host sits in the middle, and then he's got Morton and Pat Buchanan, and he's got everybody around. He's like, "What do you think about that, Morton?" And it's like, am I in 1988? It works, I guess, and it's cheap, but it's always... The guests, the opinion people are on the flanks, and the host is in the middle. Gutfeld is that. I mean, I like Gutfeld, but I mean that same show.
Gutfeld, I really like Gutfeld because he does, like, what, 70% of what he's doing there is comedy and satire, but then that 30% of it is news. He's letting you know what's going on, and it's most of it straight. Well, you look at Special Report with our boy Meat Sweats Brett Baer there, and the panel he brings on. I mean, what a bunch of hacks! Awful.
I gotta say, you get credit for the Meat Sweats. Was that you? Or
no, Blue? That was Blue. That's Blue. Meat Sweats. That's Blue.
Oh, it's Blue. Okay. All right. Well, that's awesome. The nicknames you guys, that's why I love hanging out with the Media Locker Room with you guys. That would be another good name for your podcast, the Media Locker Room.
Well, the all-time blue nickname that we use to this day was Grandma Death for Hillary Clinton. That took the all-time. You put that up on the Mount Rushmore of nicknames right there.
Grandma Death. That's just a classic.
Well, you got anything else, Nate?
No, I could. Well, you know me. I can't shut up. But, hey, I hear that the great Pam is in the wings, so I want to cede my spot to the lovely Pam. Wish you the best, and again, I'm sorry about the news, but you can't keep hemorrhaging money here, bro.
Well, thanks for calling in, Nate. And that does segue us right into, because we were talking about grandmothers, and now we have Grammy Pam on line 3. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, John, and good morning, Montana. I'm calling today about a bill that's trying to make its way to a vote again in Congress on immunity for pesticides and chemical companies. Now, we did this in 1980s with, Reagan, and it didn't work out so well for us, did it? You know, these companies just produce products that harm us, and we have no recourse to it. And the reason that this is so important is because it's been pulled twice out of bills, so it has not passed. But a lot of states have now picked up the same type of language, and they're trying to pass it on a state level. So even if it doesn't pass in the federal level, it can pass in the state level. They're trying it now in a lot of southern states, including North Carolina, where I'm at. But Montana has a large agriculture industry out there, and I know most of the crops are grown for the cattle, and that's fine, but it affects the cattle. If they spray these crops with these chemicals, with these pesticides, and they feed it to the cows are feeding it to us, or the beef, you know, it's a thing that we need to stop. And I just want Montanans to be aware of it. You need to check your state legislator and see if they're trying to push any of this crap. And contact all of your federal representatives and let them know we do not want immunity.
Hey Pam, we're coming up to the break. You want to stay in after the break?
John, I got to go. I'm on site today. But y'all have a great day in Montana.
Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call, Pam. And we will be right back.
This is House Call for Health. Just when you thought you were up to date on the latest buzzwords for workplace issues, there's a new one, quiet cracking. The term refers to having a lack of fulfillment at work with a focus on job satisfaction, workloads, or the potential for growth. Employment experts say the phenomenon is pretty common among American workers. In fact, a report from the market research company Gallup found just over half of employees surveyed said they weren't engaged in their jobs, and 17% went even further, saying they were actively disengaged. The same report found disruptions caused by the pandemic, rather than expectations of any one age group, were a major factor in the prevalence of quiet cracking in the workplace. The New York Post describes it this way: think of a dinner plate with cracks. It's intact until it finally shatters. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Oh man, I'm just going to warn you ahead of time. Tuesday's Montana Talks, it might get a little Western around here. Our friend John Jackson, the Joker from X. You know, whenever he's with us on the show, it's the most unwoke hour of the week. He has taken the reins of Tuesday's Montana Talks. He'll be here for the full show, taking your phone calls and more. You know how the show rolls, though. You can call in. You can message us on the Montana Talks app and more. Tuesday's Montana Talks, John Jackson in the house.
A message from FireSafe Montana. With the large number of homes being built in the wildland urban interface, it is the responsibility of the homeowner to use ignition-resistant materials. Many buildings in a wildfire are burned from the roof down. Consider using a metal or asphalt roofing material. The siding of a home is subject to extremely high heat during a fire. Look into the use of stone, stucco, or cement board. Contact FireSafe Montana for more information. This message brought to you by FireSafe Montana and aired by the Montana Broadcasters Association.
This is where Montana Talks at with Lane Nordland.
Day one of three for the Northern Livestock Video Auction Summertime Classic is in the books. Auctioneer Ty Thompson.
You know, we've said for a couple years now that the cow-calf man is in the driver's seat, and it's higher again today. I mean, I know we've had a couple huge video sales last week that probably sold 450,000 head of cattle, and this sale's probably, so far, on the lighter calves, is probably $10 to $14 higher than those sales were. We're probably $20 higher than our June sale was. Now, I'm just talking, what we've worked on today is calves weighing 4 to 5, 30, 540. That's kind of all we've sold here today. Started out this morning on wean calves. Started out right away with some 430-pound steers at 520. Of course, those were weaned. We had some programmed 540-pound steers. I believe they brought 475 or 80 on those wean calves. But most all the wean calves weighing in the light, right around a type 5, early 5s would bring anywhere from 450 to 470 on those wean calves. Get into the balling calves. We had some little low 410-pounders bringing 530-something. We had some 400, quite a few of them 450 to 470 weight calves would bring up against $5 a pound on those calves. And that's what kind of took the jump.
The lighter weight heifers were also $30 higher from their June sale. Again, that sale runs Tuesday and Wednesday in Billings. I'm Wayne Northlund.
Tackling the issues that shape our state, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Welcome back to Montana Talks. This is John Jackson. We were talking earlier. We kind of because we listened to the Fox News break and then Howie Kurtz, that hack, talking about you whining that the Stephen Colbert show got canceled. In case you guys didn't know, this happened just the other day. The network came out and is pulling the plug on him. And thank God Almighty, we are free at last. If you ever had to see clips of that show or watched it or anything like that, the guy was just heinous, just awful. He didn't even do late night comedy anymore. He took what was the David Letterman show and turned it into a smarty pants, sarcastic, snarky attack Republican. It was basically, he's just acting as a super PAC for the Democrats on that entire show. He got the plug pulled on him, and everybody screamed that it was politics. And then it took the Twitterverse about 5 hours to pull up the numbers, and his show was losing $40 to $50 million a year. $40 to $50 million a year. He had 200 people on staff, if you can imagine that, to do a little TV show. 200 people on staff, a $100 million budget, $15 million of that for him. and they're all whining about it, and you're going to see, I bet you, in the coming years now, you know, it's not going to be long. You're going to see these other networks pull these shows. And it'll all depend on really how much they cost. Like if you're Colbert and you're spending $100 million a year, they're going to pull the plug on you, or they're going to come and say, you got to take a drastic cut, not only in your staff, but your salary. You know why? Because, see, that whole format of that late night comedy show that Johnny Carson pioneered, you know, David Letterman, Jay Leno came in, was pretty powerful through the 90s, pre-internet, pre-streaming, all of that. It was just that, you know, but you guys, most of y'all out there are old enough to remember when you had three TV stations, four TV stations out there, pre-cable and all that. And that was the thing, that you turn that on at night right before you go to bed, hear a couple of jokes, turn the TV off, go to sleep. Then came cable with 300 channels to watch. And then we go into the internet age in the 2000s, and it's all over. There's just, people have thousands of things out there to watch and listen to that interest them. They're not pigeonholed right into, this is the only entertainment before you. If not, you're just going to have to read a book. And it's, that format is just over. It's just like print media. your newspapers out there, magazines, all that kind of stuff. All that stuff is either dead already or it's dying. And but because like you think about your newspaper. By the time that comes out and gets to your porch in the morning, all of that's old news. They wrote it yesterday. And but you, when you have the internet and 24-hour cable news and all of that stuff, it's all of that's old news. Not to mention the fact that we have all figured out that these newspapers out here, 9 out of 10 of them, or 99 out of 100 better, are just a bunch of leftist hacks spewing you their biased crap, or they're just lazy and printing it, cutting and pasting this crap out of the Associated Press and Reuters and all these other people that they suck too. I mean, the people, Associated Press and Reuters just suck more than anybody. Let's see, who do we got? We got line one here. We got Steve in Ballantyne. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Okay, Dave, John, I had to turn 65. I had to sign up for Medicare with the United States government. And not even a month into it, I'm employed, got good insurance and a whole nine yards, and now I'm expected to dish out $185 a month to the government. But yet, they give all this crap to all the ones that come across the border illegal. It's just not fair.
No, it's not. It's not. Hey, you know what, Steve? We're coming up to the Fox News break, but that'll only last 60 seconds. Why don't you stand by? We'll come back. I'll put you on hold. We'll come right back to you after that break, and we can talk some more. Absolutely. You are dead on that, and President Trump is all over that right now, and we can talk about that, about what they're doing with that when we get right back. They're going to be cutting those people off and also using that to find and identify the illegals out there, and I hope that puts a big piece of fear in all of them. We will be right back in 60 seconds. And we are back right here with Steve from Ballantyne. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, you know, and they I don't know what the penalty is, but they forced me to sign up. And now they're going to force me to pay $185. I didn't have to sign up. I didn't need it. You know, I'm still taking care of myself, take care of my wife. I'm still, you know, I'm pulling my weight. But they say they're going to penalize you if you don't sign up. So I sign up, and now I'm expected to pay $185. You know, it's just, it's wrong. You know, if I had to sign up because I didn't have a job or whatever, it's still another issue of where are you going to find $185 when you're on fixed income, you know? It's just, but yes. So they didn't even give me an ID. They didn't send me a thing or just said on a letter. They didn't even say, well, do you want to set it up on a credit card? You know, pull it out of your bank account. They didn't give me an address. So apparently I got to call up and find out where I got to send my first check.
So do you have your own insurance, Steve?
Yes.
Oh, okay, well, so that's why you don't want to. That's why you don't want to deal with Medicare and pay for that extra.
Yeah, but they say they're going to penalize you if you don't sign it. 30, or they give you 3 months before and after your 61st birthday, and if you don't sign up, you're going to get penalized. So I signed up, and now I'm expected to pay $185 a month.
I tell you, that's laying some news on me. I had no idea that you were forced to get on that, and that's. That's wrong. If that's true, if you have your own insurance already, then that is just absolutely wrong. Should not be happening. How is the government, how is Big Brother going to be forcing you to buy a product? That's ridiculous.
Right. But I don't know, like I said, no one says, I've heard it from other people. My son did it on the internet for me. I had to go to his house. Didn't have to go to the freaking, the office, the federal office. But, you know, yeah, we did it all online. But, yeah, he actually says that, but they don't say what they're going to penalize. He says, you're going to get penalized if you don't sign up. And does that mean I'm not going to get all my benefits when I do retire? what the hell does it all mean, you know? And but yeah, then you get a letter in the mail of a week later, oh, you're now going to pay us $185 a month. What a joke. So anyway.
Well, thank you very much for the call, Steve. I hope, yeah, like he has said before the break, that, you know, all these illegals out there get all of these benefits for free while we all have to pay for them. They're basically stealing our money. And I think you're hearing the news out of the Trump administration. What they are doing is they are using this to go after the illegals. They're using this as a way to find them. They're already cutting them all off, and they're using it as a way, because they're obviously going to have some kind of registered address to get the benefits and all that. They're going to use it to find them. Okay, I really hope they do. Hey, we got a couple of callers on the lines. You guys stand by. We're going for the break here in a couple of seconds, and we will be right back. Stand by.
What if...
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Welcome back to Montana Talks. I was thinking about, and we've got two more people on the line here that want to talk about this same Medicare topic. And I was thinking about it at the break. Have you ever noticed how we, the law-abiding, we, the people that actually obey the law and go to work and pay our taxes and raise our kids and all that, we are the people that are always subject to these penalties. We're the people that would actually go to jail if we did anything bad. We get the stick. We get the big fat end of the government stick if we ever step out of line. But the criminals out there, the millions of them out there, be they illegal aliens or our own homegrowners, they don't ever pay a price for any of that, do they? They just walk free and ignore all of it, and nothing ever happens to them, does it? That really, really needs to change. And we've got line one here. We got Don in Billings. What you got, Don?
Well, I'm 65. I'm still employed. Still got insurance through the company I work for. And I called before I turned 65. The Social Security talked about Medicare. I'm not signed up for Medicare. I'm not going to be penalized at this point. But if I don't, when I retire, which is in a few months, I have to call them ahead of time, let them know what's going to happen, unless I decide to get another job. But I'm tired of the work I've been doing, so I'll probably retire. But anyways, I wasn't told I was going to be penalized for any of that stuff. My wife is 2 years older than I am. She's 67. She's on my insurance plan. She contacted Social Security to get information on Medicare, and she's not being penalized or anything like that. I actually talked to people. I didn't go online. I actually called and talked to people at Social Security regarding that. And that's where the money would come out of. They would take that $185 out of your Social Security when you draw it for that Plan B for Medicare.
So. Well, that's good to know, Don. Thank you very much for the call. That is some contradictory information that we got a minute ago. But maybe we got Bob online, too. Maybe he's got something else for us on that same subject. What you got, Bob?
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. yeah, I just wanted to agree with what Don said. I'm a Medicare insurance broker here in Billings. And if the gentleman that called earlier, as long as he has company-provided insurance, he does not have to sign up for Part B until he leaves the employer-sponsored plan. The website's super confusing. The info's ridiculous. And, you know, we have the most complicated system that we put in place for our seniors and older adults. And it's sad that it's so complicated. But for that earlier gentleman, he should call Social Security and go down. The folks downtown Billings are just super. I didn't catch where his location was, but if he's in Billings,
That, man, that's great information, Bob. See, that's a great thing about Montana Talks and Talk Radio is we've seen this before. You see this on Aaron Flint's show every day. You start getting in on a topic, and eventually you will have somebody call in or message in or something, or Aaron will have a guest that's a subject matter expert on this, and that'll tell you, no, this is what's going on. Bob, while I got you on the phone, let me ask you this. I've heard of people out there that, have a job-related insurance policy, but they want to double up and have, in case there's gaps in that they also want to get Medicare on top of that. Have you heard of people doing both?
Some people do, and then they have to coordinate benefits between Medicare and the company benefits. My personal philosophy, sometimes when you go out to lunch with friends, you're kind of always trying to pull the tab and get the check and buy for your buddy instead of him buying. But my theory is when you get two insurance companies involved, they're trying to push the check to the other guy. I just don't think it ever works out the way it's supposed to. I've seen some people that do it. Again, personal philosophy, I think you're wasting your money getting twice because it just creates more headache.
So you could have one insurance policy and they pick up so much of that and then try to take the leftover and get your other policy to cover that, right? Because I think that's what most people would think they would want to do.
And they do, and they coordinate, right? The one becomes primary, and then the second insurance company picks up where that's left off. But you're never going to make money on insurance. It may lower your out-of-pocket, but, again, personal philosophy, the scenarios where that works, you've just got so much extra headache and you're paying twice for one thing. I don't recommend it.
That's awesome, Bob. Thank you very much for the call. Like I said, that's the reason you need to be listening to Talk Radio. You need to be listening to Montana Talks every day because you will get eventually somebody that's subject matter expert on the thing you want to know about is going to be talking on here and tell you the real deal. All right, who we got? We got line one in here. We got Bill in Belgrade. What's up, Bill?
Hi, how's it going?
Good, good. You?
Hey, I could be worse. It could always be worse. But I retired on New Year's Eve this last year, and I did when I signed up for my Medicare. The thing of it is I was still working, and you got to do it, like you said, a few months ahead. And I called because I tried their website and it just didn't work. It wouldn't let you go past a certain spot. So I called somebody and I talked to a guy in Billings, and he told me everything I needed to know. And it worked out really good. Like, you don't have to sign up for, like you said, the other guy until you actually leave your company's plan. You do have to sign up for Medicare A, and that's what, if you don't sign up for that, that's where you get dentalized.
Oh, okay. This is good stuff out there to know. You guys know so much of Montana's population are older people, retired people, because this is a place people want to live when they're retired. They want to live in a beautiful place. Thank you very much for the call, Bill. And so this is great information for them out there. And you're always going to get misinformation as well. You call in somewhere to some office, or you see something online, something like that, and it is wrong. And you really want to get that clarified out there. It's good because it can cost you a lot of money. If you don't. I remember my father going through all of this, and boy, he was an accountant who was very, very good at this stuff, going through things line by line, and even some of it even confused him. We got a couple minutes left for the break. I haven't gotten to yet this morning, and the audio on this was too long, so Caden couldn't get it plugged in to play. Beautiful. Yesterday, you guys all know, former disgraced director of the FBI, James Comey, who was one of the architects of Russiagate, an absolutely corrupt hack, kind of criminal that you can't even believe was ever the director of our FBI, much less, you know, he was at the top of the pyramid in DOJ and our government for God knows how many years, 20, 25 years. Amazing that this kind of sociopath had that kind of power in our government for all those years. But he had to leave. He got fired. If you guys remember, President Trump fired him, and he's been out there ever since talking trash, talking about how everybody in the Trump administration needs to go to jail, while he's just a career criminal himself. And he said here in the brand new Trump administration, he said here a couple of months ago out on TV that the people in the Trump administration and the DOJ weren't good enough to get him because he's just way too slick and smooth and smart. Well, here a couple days ago, they went out and got his daughter because his daughter still works at, well, still did work at the Southern District of New York U.S. Attorney's Office. And they fired her. And it's because of her absolute connection to him. And I guarantee you, they've got emails and communications and all of that showing her dirty dealings, her corrupt dealings, because she's a career employee with the DOJ, so they would have had to fire her for cause. They can't just jump up there and fire you for nothing because they want to. I guarantee you they found the dirt on her and fired her, and I hope Daddy knows that he's the reason that his daughter got fired for out there talking trash and running his mouth and daring everybody to come after him, the arch criminal that he is. Well, there's the music, guys. We will be back in just a minute with more Montana Talks. Don't forget to call in 406-294-0970.
Smart Water Alkaline with antioxidant.
Whoa, that's refreshing.
And a 9.5 plus pH for every way you move.
I did take a spin class today.
Restoring like a pro. Smart Water Alkaline with antioxidant. For those with a taste for taste, grab yours today.
Fox News commentary.
The UK is lowering the voting age to 16 and the response is mixed. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
It's time to take the quiz.
It's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We asked people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
What is the name of the coffee shop and the sitcom Friends?
Mel's Diner.
Central Perk.
The answer? Central Perk.
Either way, you can always try again tomorrow. Take the quiz every day at thequiz.fox, then come back here to see how you did.
And thank you for taking the quiz.
Before the next national election, the British government will lower the voting age from 18 to 16. This change represents the first major voting law change in the UK since the 1960s. The left-wing Labour Party says this move will strengthen democracy and restore trust in politics, but more conservative folks believe this is just a pathetic power grab. Advocates say if these teens are old enough to work and pay taxes, they should have representation, and perhaps that's a fair argument. Personally, I couldn't care less what the UK does, but I know many Democrats in the US would love to follow suit. The social media and school indoctrination industrial complex is good at converting teens into left-wing activists, and Lord knows Democrats need to scrounge up support wherever they can find it. However, with the growing popularity of MAGA, conservative podcasters, and America First principles, I'm not so sure the left has youngsters as in the bag as they may think. Be careful what you wish for. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
This is Jason Chaffetz from the Jason in the House podcast. Join me every Monday to dive deeper into the latest political headlines and chat with remarkable guests.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com
or wherever you download podcasts.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With a mix of clouds and sunshine and some scattered showers and storms looking to develop around the area this afternoon. High temperature readings will range from around 80 degrees in Bozeman to the mid-80s in the Billings area. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly before midnight. Then temperatures will drop back off into the lower 50s in Bozeman to the low 60s in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm Paul Trombley.
President Trump wants the Washington Redskins name back. Will the logo honoring a legendary Blackfeet Nation leader once again be restored? Hey, if you guys missed it, over the weekend, President Trump had a post on Truth Social calling for the NFL to restore the Washington Redskins name. He throttled down with another post on Truth Social. Check it out. I've got all that and more.
1942, Google Amber Earn online at listwithamber.com. Listwithamber.com.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, we are back here with Montana Talks. We were talking earlier. We hit a little bit earlier in the day about Stephen Colbert's show getting canceled. And I was just going to give that a quick announcement and move on, but gonna have to come back and dance on his grave a little bit longer, because the left is not letting this go. They were out there, I guess, protesting in front of the studio offices down there in New York yesterday, and Jon Stewart had to make sure and do his typical snarky jackass bit about this last night, protesting this with many curse words and many little nasty sayings about the network and stuff they did. And see, the overall message from these people, that protest about Colbert's show outside, and then Jon Stewart and all his little butt buddies, is, what do you mean losing money? What is this money thing you speak of? You guys are just supposed to sit there and just put this out because it's a darling of the communist left, and who cares if it loses money? What there's money involved here? That cracks me up. These people like Colbert, you know, Colbert was making $15 million a year off his show. God knows what Jon Stewart's salary is. But if they're the ones out there money grubbing for every penny they can get, but then when the studios turn around and want to talk about money and profits, what? Money? How can you talk about money at a time like this? We must all band together so we can take out the orange man. How can you do this at this time? But if you've watched Stephen Colbert over the years, Jon Stewart, Jimmy Kimmel, there are no more pompous, sanctimonious, condescending jackasses out there in entertainment than these guys. Not to mention the fact that they're not funny. If you've ever caught any of their clips, or, you know, God forbid you had to sit down and watch a piece of one of their shows one night, they suck, man. They're not funny at all. Just about every other guest they bring on is not funny or entertaining. And they use it as a platform for all of their Democrat politicians that want to come in there and spew their nonsense. It's just not entertaining anymore. And I guess if you're going to be on it whenever, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, or, you know, it's on NPR or something like that, you can afford to, on a shoestring budget, maybe not be that entertaining, or have just a tiny little audience. But, you know, it doesn't matter, because your show doesn't cost that much. But when your show costs $100 million and you're taking up a time slot that they can make more money with something else and just fire you, well, then, brother, you're getting fired. And the, like I said, the arrogance, the hypocrisy of these people when they're out there making $15 million a year, grubbing for all of their money, and then they want to cry about talking money when the studio finally comes up with the axe for them. And what we said the other day on our spaces is, this is also proof positive of yet another axiom, in that the left destroys everything they touch. Leftism and communism and their actors destroy everything they touch. Stephen Colbert got handed this institution of late night. Letterman built it from nothing when he came over from NBC. Built it into this gargantuan, very, very popular show. And what did Stephen Colbert do? It just drove it right into the ground. And I guarantee you, see, if this show cost a third of that much, he'd still be on the air. But no, he had to just drive it right into the ground with costs and politics and not being funny and not doing the job that he was hired to do. Right? That's why he got fired. There is the music. We are coming up to the top of the hour break. We'll be right back for the 8 a.m. hour of Montana Talks.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Plan on flying? In order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID. Learn how to get your real ID today at tsa.gov/real ID or visit your local DMV.